All right, my friends, today is all about the ceremony portion of your wedding day and how to make your ceremony unique for you and unlike any other ceremony that you have ever been to. That's a good topic, right? Give you some great ideas. Now, yes, the actual act of marriage and your marriage ceremony, this is serious and this is a sacred thing, and so we want to keep that in mind. However, that doesn't mean that your ceremony should not be a reflection of who you are as a couple. You can add a little bit of fun in there. You can add some smiles in there as well, all right? Now, this being said, let's keep this in mind too. If that is not you and you are more traditional as a couple, well, then you should do some traditional things, but just don't feel forced to do that if you are not a traditional couple. Does that make sense? It's all about you. Let's start just with the music right off the top, okay? So music, some folks call us and they're ready to do their ceremony and they're choosing their songs for their ceremony and they ask for help. And I say, well, you know, what do you want us to play? Well, just play whatever you feel is appropriate. And I'm like, oh gosh, I wish that you would give me a little bit more than that. What do you like? Well, just play whatever's normally played. Okay, so just play the same thing that's played at everybody else's wedding. No, it's your wedding day. I want to make it special for you. Did you know that there are so many songs and musicians and artists and groups that are available for download for you to listen to? Go to iTunes or go on YouTube. Take a look at YouTube. Check out these groups. Check out the Piano Guys. Check out the Vitamin String Quartet. Vitamin String Quartet. Both of these groups have been around for a really long time. And what they do is they take contemporary songs that we all know, but they play them acoustically, either as a string quartet or on piano with an upright bass or piano with a cello. And wow, it sounds amazing. So that's a great idea. Some songs that you know and that you love, but maybe they just sound a little bit more traditional because of the way they're being played. So just throwing that out there, throwing it against the wall, see if it sticks, if that's something that you might enjoy, all right? So thinking about your music doesn't necessarily have to be the same old traditional thing that everybody else does. What do you like? Let's talk about that. In fact, we had a couple a while back, and their favorite place to go on vacation was to go to New Orleans, go to Mardi Gras. Oh my gosh, these people lived for Mardi Gras. They were party people. So, as their guests started arriving for their ceremony, instead of the general prelude of all these old traditional songs, they asked us to play specific songs from Mardi Gras that they had grown up loving. So it was like this really lighthearted jazz being played as people walked in, and oh my gosh, the smiles on people's faces, you knew that they had never been to a wedding quite like that, and they knew they were in for a great time. It did not at all take away from the seriousness of the act of marriage. It did not take away the fact that their marriage was going to be sacred when the ceremony started, but it gave a very lighthearted feel as the guests were coming in. Everybody sitting there had a smile on their face. They were tapping their feet while they were waiting for things to start. So just think about the kind of music that you like and see if you can't find a way of incorporating that into your ceremony. All right. Let's talk about the decor for just a second. Now, everybody's ceremony looks a little bit different, and so I just wanted to share an idea with you of something that we saw last wedding season, and it kind of filled me up. I'd never seen anything quite like it. Now, think about if you have ever seen those little tiny outdoor flags in somebody's front lawn. You know what I'm talking about. It's like they might have a flag set up for spring or a little flag set up for Christmas. It's a little post that goes into the ground, and the flag hangs, you know, vertically up and down there instead of horizontally, the way a flag normally sits. Well, anyway, they had taken those stakes that went into the ground and they lined these stakes straight down the pathway on both sides of the pathway. However, instead of having the flags that normally come with these flagpoles, they took the flags, put them to the side, and had picture frames filled with pictures of the bride and of the groom. So going down both sides of the pathway, from the parking lot to where the ceremony was going to be out in the garden area, the bride's pictures were all down the left side, the groom's pictures were all down the right side. Just about every 5 feet or so was another picture showing them growing up. And then the last couple pictures were actually of them together on both sides. But just a really, really neat idea. What can you do to stand out, be a little bit different? Doesn't need to be anything major. It doesn't need to be fireworks going off. This was just a very sweet, very simple idea, but it had a huge impact on all the guests. Now, speaking of your guests, more and more recently over the past couple of years, we've seen signs at weddings that tell guests, rather than pick a side, pick a seat. It says, choose a seat not a side. They just want you to be there and be one part of one big happy family. You know, many times the tradition is that the bride's family all sits on one side, the groom's family all sits on another. Well, now, you know, with destination weddings and people coming from all over the place, especially here on the Eastern Shore, we've got couples that come from all over the country that get married here. Not as many people might be here from the groom's side of the family, or maybe not as many people from the bride's side of the family. So rather than split it up and have a huge chunk of people sitting on one side of the ceremony and nobody on the other, don't split them up at all. Let everybody just sit together and enjoy being a part of something brand new, this brand new union that you are creating together. All right, now think about this. So many special things are going to happen on your wedding day, and you want to remember all these things. This is why you're hiring a professional photographer or videographer. Don't let your guests take away from those special moments. More and more, we're seeing signs pop up that say, you know, this is an unplugged ceremony. They might have a sign saying, please, you know, we want you to sit and enjoy the ceremony and be a part of it with us. Our professional pictures will be available at a later date on Facebook, or we will send you the professional shots. But rather than have every family member and friend that is in attendance standing up with their cell phone, their camera, or whatever else they're using to take a picture. Some people stand up with an iPad and take a picture during the middle of the ceremony, and now you've got that person standing up in the way of the professional photographer and blocking their shot. So the professional could have had this amazing, beautiful picture of you that was so gorgeous it could have been blown up into a portrait, but here is Aunt Sally standing up with her iPad doing video of your ceremony, you know, right in that second or third row, or taking pictures of it. So it's something to consider, and a great way to keep people involved in your ceremony. There won't be any talking that way. There's nobody standing up, nobody sitting down. Everybody's just following along the way they used to. Maybe it used to be three or four people in a ceremony might have a camera. Now everybody does. So consider having what they're calling an unplugged ceremony. Now, once the ceremony gets started, let's think of a few more things that we can do to make your ceremony more about you. Some couples do consider writing their own vows. That might be easier for some than it is for others, but a great thing to do if you're able to do that. If you have a tough time thinking of the vows that you would like to write, but you still wanted to share something with each other, many couples have done a top five list. And I don't know if you ever remember on Letterman years ago with his top 10 list. Well, this is similar, but it doesn't need to be comedic. It can be if you want it to be. But the question is, the top five reasons that I want to spend the rest of my life with you, all right? The top five reasons that I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And you answer in those, you know, just with five sentences or five little paragraphs, write that down. Don't show your fiance. Just write it down. We get to the point later on in the ceremony where your wedding officiant reads these out loud to your family and friends. And it's the first time that your partner has heard of these things. And how sweet is that to be looking into each other's eyes and hear the top five reasons why they want to marry you today? You could either read them to each other for the very first time or have your wedding officiant read them out loud for the first time. But again, it's something that you want to write secretly and not share until the wedding day in order to get that full effect from it. And there are so many other little things that can be sprinkled out throughout your wedding ceremony to make yours unique and different from everybody else's. Many times you have seen a unity candle done. Maybe you've seen where they've poured sand together to combine two families, whether it's just the bride and groom, or maybe they have children from a previous marriage, and they give the children also a color of sand to pour into this vessel so that they've created this beautiful thing of all these mixtured colors of sand together. We have seen that taken a step further, and instead of just colors of sand, we had a groom that grew up on the West Coast, bride grew up on the East Coast. They each brought sand from, I think he brought his sand from California, she brought her sand here from Ocean City, Maryland, and they poured the two different sands into a vessel together, which was really neat. We've also seen some local folks here that are involved in local agriculture. One family did barley and one family raised wheat, and so they took both the barley and the wheat and poured their different grains into the vessel as well. Maybe you've got this beautiful container, and you could take some soil from the house that you grew up in. He could take some soil from the house he grew up in and pour that in there together. So it brings a whole new meaning to it. Ooh, and one other good one that I saw, and this was just very, very recently, we saw a combined family. The groom had two children of his own. The bride had three children of her own. So now you've got the bride and the groom plus five children. So seven total involved in this union, right? So near the end of the ceremony, they had actually had a picture taken of them blown up into, how big was that? I would say maybe it was about 2 foot wide or so, blown up to this 2 foot wide puzzle. And the puzzle was cut into seven different pieces. Each of the seven different pieces were unique, and they were unique as each person. And that's the way the officiant talked about it in their ceremony, that none of these pieces matched each other. But in order to complete this puzzle, this amazing, beautiful picture of their new family, it took every single piece to work together in order to make this completed new family that they're putting together. And I thought the sentiment behind that was just amazing, and the way that it was presented to everybody. So again, just something very, very sweet, a sweet idea to do. And you could do that, you know, with members of your family as well. Maybe your mom and dad and his mom and dad and you all in one big group picture, and invite everybody to put the picture together as a puzzle on the day of the ceremony. So just something unique, different, and memorable that your guests are going to look back on and say, wow, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. It was really special. And lastly, I want to share with you one final thought. And this is something that we see quite frequently too. Many times couples choose to have a lock box up there in the front. It's just a little wooden box with a lock on it. They might put in a bottle of their favorite wine or whatever their favorite drink is, put in a bottle of that. And then they have each written each other a love letter. And the idea is that you take that wine bottle and you put the love letters in there, you lock the box, and that box stays locked until your first wedding anniversary, or you could say your fifth wedding anniversary, all right? Then on that anniversary, you open up and you read your love letters to each other that you had written the year before, you know, on the day that you were married, and you have your bottle of wine together. And I've also heard other couples who have done something very similar, but they said, rather than wait till the anniversary, we're gonna wait till our first big argument. And when we have our first big argument, rather than strangle each other and fight and have this, you know, big long knockdown, drag out affair, we're gonna open our bottle of wine and we're going to read these love letters to each other. So just a neat thing to do, and a great way to bring something of yourself into your ceremony so that yours is unique to you and different from everybody else's. I hope that some of these ideas help you out and get your ideas turning, get your wheels turning. Like I said, everybody is different. If you are somebody that's more traditional, obviously, you know, stick to stuff that's more traditional. But if you're somebody that is not, by all means, take this time, take this day to make it about you. You are a couple that is like nobody else, and your wedding should be that way as well, a total reflection of you as a couple. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me. It's always great to have you here. Remember, if you'd like to help out by supporting this podcast, well, leave a few kind words for us on iTunes, Google Play, or any other podcast network, wherever you listen. Also, be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Each week always brings new ideas, tips, and tricks to help bring the wow factor to your wedding. Again, I'm Steve Moody, owner of Steve Moody's Entertainment Connection, located on Maryland's Eastern Shore. We're the area's most reviewed, most referred, and most awarded wedding DJ service. You can find us on Wedding Wire and The Knot, as well as our website at stevemoody.com. On Facebook, Steve Moody's Entertainment Connection, and on Instagram, Steve Moody's Wedding DJs. Most importantly, if you have enjoyed our time together, please let your friends know about it. Comment, like, review, and most importantly, share on your favorite social media outlets. Thanks again for hanging out.